This week we continued our celebration of being on the air for 25 years. We've had some pretty funny fights through the years. And one of the funniest ones ever was between Norm and Dan. And Bad Radio and Norm and D broke this down this week. This was the Schedule for Human Beings fight. And this happened in the year 2007. It was actually, and actually they figured it out, it happened on September 11th, 2007.
What a way to commemorate.
Yeah. And Norm, this was back when he was doing the show by himself, just went ahead and teed off on college football and the fact that we'll experience it again this year. Sometimes you don't know until a week ahead of time when the following Saturday games will be played, exactly what time they will be played. The networks hold on to it, especially as the year goes on. They try to put certain matchups at a certain time to maximize their viewership, and it is frustrating. I'll somewhat come to Norm's defense here in a second after we listen to this for a while. It is frustrating if you're trying to make plans to travel to a game knowing, okay, do we need to get there Friday night for an 11 o'clock kick, or can we travel Saturday morning? Is this going to be a 2:30 kick or a night kick? So it can be frustrating. Did it need 3 minutes of just hot sports opinions from Norm? No, Dan didn't think so. And I'd forgotten how funny this is, including when Dan first walks into the studio and he wasn't feeling well and is coughing. And we listened back to that. Listen to how that throws Norm off when Dan just walks in and starts coughing into an open mic. I think that's kind of what escalates this. And then, of course, Dan finally stops Norm in his tracks.
1310 the ticket.
You can stop it when you want to, by the way.
I'm going
to
go bonkers for about 1 minute here. It's on fan abuse. I'm trying to find out, because I'm traveling that day, what time the kickoff is on Texas and OU. That game is 3.5 weeks away. TV doesn't have a time for it yet. The websites don't have a time for it yet. I just called the University of Texas. I said, do you know when it's going to start? And I was told they have not set the time for it yet. I called the Cotton Bowl and talked to their ticket office. And I was told, quite honestly, they don't know what time it is. This is television. This is television doing this. Make up your minds and set a time. This is fan abuse. These people have the right to know to schedule their day 3.5 weeks early. These are the flat bleeping idiots on television who will not set a time. This is the type of abuse that goes on all the time as television changes start times, changes everything on the fans. This is ridiculous. What are you waiting for? One of these teams to lose 4 in a row so you can make it a 9:30 start on CSTV? This is flat ridiculous, and it happens every year to people all over the country. This is ludicrous, and the people at ABC should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed of themselves. Set the time for the game.
Wait, stop it for a second. Does it send a little Choose energy to you that he's making this?
He's caught in a loop a little bit. But and so his argument is they wait to set the times depending on which team's doing better or something?
Yeah. Yeah, they want to see what would be the better matchup as, yeah, the season plays out.
Uh-huh. Fan abuse?
Maybe a little strong. All right.
Get over with. This is a huge game where people travel all the time, and there'll be 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 games.
Can we stop it?
Yeah. A huge game where people travel all
where
the time.
Where people travel all the time. This is a huge game where people travel
I know.
All the time.
And there's a couple more awkward phrases he's about to get to, but that was the first
when,
one.
When he gets emotional, he does word things a little strangely.
What was a coward?
Headhunting is a coward.
Headhunting is a coward, yeah.
For the country this year, where television will move it around. They'll move it an hour. They'll move it 3 hours. They'll move it 4 hours. They'll make it a night game instead of a day game. Do they not realize human beings have to schedule their days? When they won't
stop.
Why did that turn out to be a T-shirt?
I know, that's a great line.
Did they not realize human beings
need to schedule their days?
A football? No.
Wait, back it up a little bit, because I think this is another awkward phrase about football.
They'll move it around. They'll move it an hour. They'll move it 3 hours. They'll move it 4 hours. They'll make it a night game instead of a day game. Do they not realize human beings have to schedule their days when they want to go to the football? No.
When they want to go to the football.
That was it. What does that mean?
When they want to go to the football.
How have we not latched on to that phrase before?
That's when they were replaying us. I went, man, there's like 4 t-shirts in here that we did not do.
That human beings need to schedule their days when they go to the football.
Do they not realize human beings have to schedule their days when they want to go to the football?
That's the greatest sentence in ticket history.
It truly is.
Yeah, we've just glossed over it for the last 12 years.
You see it on the t-shirt. Schedule their days, ... when they want to go to the football.
When they want to go to the football. No, they sit around with their thumb hidden from daylight, quite honestly.
Quite honestly.
Get it done. Uh-oh. Get it done. This game is 3.5 weeks away, and they don't know what time it's going to start. Do they know? Do they not realize these people are not born sitting in a stadium seat? That people actually...
Oh, my gosh, that's tense.
And I didn't realize this till they replayed it. That's really where it started, because Dan just came in, started coughing, and interrupted Norm's rant.
Have to figure out a schedule for their games? This is ludicrous. And it's ludicrous for the University of Texas, and it's ludicrous for Oklahoma. Get this done for your fans. Don't sit around waiting for somebody who may be at lunch right now for the next 6 weeks to figure this damn thing out. Have a little consideration for your fans. Have just the tiniest bit of consideration for your fans. This is ridiculous. And college football should be ashamed of it. And the people at Texas and OU should be ashamed of letting themselves be pushed around like this.
Stop it for a second. If I'm listening to this, tuning in, I'm not exactly even sure what he's complaining about. It just sounds like a ranting guy that I'm not getting a lot of the meat of the details of what's his issue here.
Maybe a guy that'd be on a street corner with a sign just yelling at the sky.
Yeah, he's got an odd Bible verse written on it.
And if I do comprehend what he's ranting about, my conclusion is probably, yeah, I can see where that would be annoying, but why is he so worked up?
Right.
Big of a deal.
It has the feel of clearly there's more to this story.
Yeah,
right. You know, there's something about that he's not telling us.
He had people coming in town, I guarantee you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He was trying to coordinate something himself.
He called the Cotton Bowl.
He did.
This is a hell of a game, and they're trying to figure out, well, when do we want to start it? Do we want to start at 11?
That's what they're doing.
12 or 2:30 or this is just this is just
okay.
Utterly.
Are these edited in? These pauses?
No, they are not. He would pause every time Dan.
Every
would
time
cough.
Dan would cough, it sounds like he's staring Dan down for five seconds of silence.
Yeah,
ridiculous. And they do this to fans all the time. And it's time. Somebody said enough. Enough. You make a bajillion dollars off the game, have a little, just a little bit of consideration for the poor schmoes paying $90 to sit in a hard seat and bake in the sun. Is that too much to ask? When are we going to find out? Friday night? When are we going to find out when the kickoff is? Saturday morning?
Yes, you've already made your point a million times.
It's 3.5 weeks to the game. Somebody at ABC ought to figure it out.
Come on, Norm.
Thank you.
Settle down. What if you find out next week? How's that really going to hurt you?
Uh-oh.
Dan, people attempt to schedule. Hey, Dan, there are people who fly in for this game. You want a 3-week advance fare, which is cheaper?
So would you fly in to, like, 1 minute before?
If it's a late game, can you get a flight out that night?
Well, I guess not. You guess you got
to
get one
I guess
the
you
next
have
day.
To guess, don't you? I guess you have to guess.
Kind of fired up here, Holmes.
Well, Oh. It's just ridiculous to do this to fans. Mm-hmm. It's just ludicrous.
Screw the fans.
And they do it every year.
Okay.
Every year they
I know,
do this.
So wouldn't you get used to it by now?
Yes. I'd get used to having my butt kicked every week.
Right. TV, like if you were in prison, you'd just start to lie back and enjoy it after a while.
Oh, no.
TV.
Why are you doing this, Dave?
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You know he's mad about something. Passionate. Just let him go. Just let him go.
I just hate the screwing of fans. And by golly,
see,
it's time to stop it.
Now I got here late. The screwing of fans. So I'm the anti. I'm the counterpoint here.
I got here late.
They don't know when Texas OU is going to kick off yet.
No, I get that.
Okay,
do the whole bit again.
I'm just wondering, how does this inconvenience you?
Well, I'm trying to travel that day and see when I can see the game. People are trying to fly. People fly in for the game.
Okay.
Can they get out that night?
People.
I don't know.
I would like
I
to check
know.
That.
What if it's 2:30?
How many people are flying in?
If the
in
game's 2:30, Dan... You make a joke out of damned everything. This is serious.
Okay,
you don't,
Norm.
You don't
all
see
right,
some
okay.
people getting screwed by
Let's
this?
Settle down.
You
you're
don't
gonna,
be,
hold on.
Do
you're
you
gonna
not see some people being
that,
screwed?
Hold on.
Well, Dan, you're mocking the damn thing.
Yes, I am.
And Dan, listen. That, this is fan abuse.
You're acting like you came out here starting to talk about 9/11 or something. And you yelling at me that I make a joke out of damn everything and this is real serious. It's a freaking college football schedule, Norm.
It is a
it's
schedule for human beings.
Yes.
You're acting like for human beings.
But you...
Oh man, wow. That is awesome.
What a mess that is.
Yeah, we've got
just
go back
this and... slow boil that Dan McDowell has going in the background. With every call he turns up
human
the temperature on Norm. It's a boiling frog.
All right, that was awesome. And what we'll talk about next is really funny and confusing.